Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long running things behind the scenes. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the Saints radio color analyst, Deuce McAllister. Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
How you guys doing?
We doing good. Deuce, first of all, I haven't talked to you since your son, they won the state championship. And, man, sitting in those stands, how it felt, because you sort of feel helpless, okay? Because when you're on the court or you're on the field, you can do something about it. You in them stands, you can't do a damn thing about it. And you watching, you know, your son or your daughter or whatever participate, and that feeling is strange.
Well, it's definitely a strange one because you can't do anything about it. You're exactly right. But, you know, Mike, anything that, you know, whether you're playing the game or whether you're helping or teaching, whatever it may be from a coaching standpoint, the one thing I do know is you got to lean on the work that you put in. And so the one thing I can say is he has been able to put the work in. And when you put it in, you know, you're glad when you see the payoff comes. And so, obviously, it's always going to be a group effort. And, you know, unless you're out there playing golf or swimming or something like that. But, you know, it's a team effort. And, you know, they were able to pull it out. And so you're pleased and proud. But as I told him, you had a couple of days and it's back to the weight. I mean, it's back to the weight room. It's back to the court and the quest to get better.
So you gave him the 72-hour rule, not the 24-hour one, right?
Yeah, and that was just because, hey, you had school the next day, and so, you know, I got to give you a little bit more extra time, but it's been good. It's been fun just to see the growth and just the opportunity. That's all you could really ask for.
Well, congratulations to him and also to you and the family. That's a great honor to win it. Deuce, this is sort of a Saints question, and we'll get to some of the needs a little bit later, but I want to ask you about Ashton Jeanty because he's clear-cut, the number one back in this draft class, and you've gotten to see him play. Your feelings on if he would be there at nine. Now, over the last 5 years, there's only been one running back picked in the top 10, and that was Bijan Robinson. He went eighth overall to the Falcons a couple years back. So your thoughts on you've watched Ashton, him as a player, and would he be somebody that you would consider with that ninth overall pick?
Me personally, no. But when you look at it, I got to know his agent over the Super Bowl and some of the people that were working with him, and so I don't have anything against the player. I think he's a phenomenal player. I think he will do really, really well in the NFL. But me personally, on how the league and how the game is being played, I'm not making that move. And how about this? I think the young man has the potential to be an all-pro player, and maybe even a Pro Bowl player. But here's where I'm at. If I'm picking that high, why am I picking that high?
Because you bad.
So if I'm bad, I probably have multiple holes. Is a running back going to hide or change that much? Possibly. I mean, if you find the right guy, he possibly could. But offensively, how am I structured? Are we going to be able to get turn around and hand it to him 20 times, or can we get him 20 different touches throughout the game? You know, are we in an area where it's going to be a cold weather game? I can turn around and hand it to him 20 times, or I've got to hand it to him 10 times, 15 times, and then I got to get him in space, you know, the other 5, 10 times. If that's the case, then what else out there is similar to him? You know, it's from a running back's perspective. And so it's like, but Deuce, you're a running back. Why wouldn't you pick him top 10? I mean, all right, how's the game been played? Who is similar? I mean, and I don't think that you have somebody that is truly similar to him, that if we're putting him in the box of one, I probably have some guys that are two, but not quite one. Because right now he's a one for me. He is in box number one. But with box two, I got close, but guess what I just picked up? I probably just picked up another offensive lineman. I probably just picked up another defensive lineman that could help my team that was picking in the top 10. So I said all that to tell you what I really said in the beginning. No, I wouldn't pick him as a top 10 player, but he deserves to be picked as a top 10 player.
My thing is, you sort of like my feelings. You got to go with a big man. It doesn't matter. I think up front, offensive, defensive line, the quarterback talk, that's all great and fine. And you hear all that stuff this time of year anyway.
Wait, you mean for the Saints?
For the Saints.
I was just talking about him in general. I definitely wouldn't do it if I was the Saints.
No way. No, I feel no. The same way because, Deuce, in this draft class, I went back 5 years, and there have been 98 running backs picked. The last 5 years. Basically, it's averaging 20 running backs a year. You know how many graded running backs I have in this class? That 34. 34.
Like you that window of late first to probably third, there will probably be 15 running backs taken. Late first to third round. There will probably be 15, maybe a little high, but I feel comfortable about 10 to 15. I feel comfortable between late first, and so we're talking 20 all the way to end of third round, maybe even middle of third round. I think that you will have 10 to 15 running backs taken, and some of those guys will be very, very, very good players. Juckins
that's what I was going to ask you about.
At Ohio State, a really, really good running back. You know, if there's one knock on Juckins, you're going to say, well, he's not, and most guys aren't. He's not a 4-4 guy. He's not a 4-3 guy. Very rarely on film do you see him pulling away from people. But is he a good back? He is a heck of a back. A heck of a back. His teammate, Henderson, same thing. Now, Henderson is a guy that you see just pure speed. I mean, just pure speed. And so he may not be a guy that I get him 20 touches a game, but if I can get him 12 touches a game and four are in space, there's a pretty good chance that one of those 12 touches is going to be a plus 30, a plus 40. And, you know, with a plus 40, it may be even six. It may be a touchdown. So I think there are plenty of teams that would take that, and then I think what is it, Hampton out of Carolina?
Yeah,
and I haven't even got to a guy that, and I don't know if he's third round. You may have a team that falls in love with him. What's our ASU man?
Cam Scatterbull.
I mean, and so he is just a hard, rugged football player. But the problem he's going to have is, man, he breaks tackles, but he's not very explosive.
No.
So he's got to be a guy that, hey, I can find somebody that's maybe similar, but maybe not as physical. And so there's no knock against Ginty being taken, but I wouldn't even talk about the Saints. I mean, I would really scratch my head. But that's a whole different question. But for any team, He deserves to be taking a first 10 picks, but I just truly can't justify it, you know, with the teams that are picking there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
When I know you got to see him because y'all played against him, Ole Miss, I'm talking about Mississippi State, Woody Marks. Man, and I told this to Charlie, every time I watch him play, he's not the biggest or the fastest guy. Man, he's got really good vision. He's quick. Man, he can catch the football like a wide receiver. I mean, he catches the ball so clean, you wouldn't have to use an early round pick on him. But I know one thing, he helps your football team pretty quick.
When he played, basically, he was like the receiver when he was at Mississippi State because he played up under Coach Leach. And so, you know, I'm going blank on the high school that he went to. I think it was like Yazoo City or somewhere up in there. But Woody was a guy that he's a tailback, but really almost like an H-back. But he's got size as a true tailback. But, I mean, up at State with Coach Mike Leach, he was a guy that, you know, caught the football. That's really where he probably refined that aspect of his game. And I agree with you, Mike. You know, he's a guy that you can throw it to out of the backfield. He can block. He's going to have to block in the NFL. He can block for you. So he's a guy that, hey, I don't need for you to be the bell cow because I know that you're going to get me maybe 400 yards catching receiving-wise, and then you've got a chance to maybe get me 400 yards rushing-wise. And if you're getting that from maybe a third or fourth rounder somewhere in there, I think you're fairly pleased with that.
Deuce, it's such a loaded class. I mean, you're just throwing out a bunch of names, and I'm just salivating thinking about some of these guys, especially, you know, rounds two and three and stuff like that, because I agree with you. I don't think, you know, Jenty at nine maybe is just not the situation for him with the Saints. I agree that he will probably go top 10. Mike and I love the Raiders for him at pick six. But
because of who's the head coach.
Exactly.
What he wants to do.
With Pete Carroll now there. But your thoughts, because we've also talked with different reporters about, you know, maybe with this loaded running back class, the Saints could come away with two running backs potentially. And you don't have to use your first round pick or second round pick on a guy. But if you have two third round picks, you have two fourth round picks, you have, you know, a second, seventh round pick as well later on in the class. So just your thoughts on the Saints and this running back class potentially getting two guys.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if it's the running back position that picks two players, but I wouldn't be surprised for one position to have two players in there with one of them being a mid to high, you know, draft pick. You know, they've got to address it. They know that. They've got to address that position to be able to get somebody behind Alvin. They know they have to be able to do that and, you know, to be able to come away with the guy that they feel really good about. And then I'm fine taking a guy that maybe has one skill set, kind of like we talked about, that just is a pure speed guy, or is just a physical guy that, you know, hey, we got a role for him. He's got to be able to prove a little bit on special teams, but we've got a role for him. And so I may be leaning more towards that guy with just one specific skill set, being a late round pick or even a free agent guy. But, you know, they've got to come away with a running back, you know, really for me in that top 100 to be able to say, hey, we got a guy that can help and can give us, whether it's the breakaway speed or can give us the pound aspect. They've got to be able to come up with that.
Stu, so the one area that I think that they would really like to upgrade, now I think you're going to have to use an early round pick and maybe multiple, is that cornerback. Because, you know, last year when we were talking about it on the draft days, we talked about the fact that, you got Lattimore, and we knew it was going to be his last year here, no matter what. And you had Paulson Adebo, and then you spent a second round pick on Kool-Aid McKinstry. So you had that threesome, and you had some really good nickel and dime corners. You look at this squad today, Alante's there, okay, and you got Kool-Aid. You better use an early round pick on a cornerback.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. You know, I know that you wanted to bring back, Paulson, but you know, the numbers were going to have to work for both sides. And, you know, even before the injury, that was going to be a stretch just because you saw what some of the other guys were getting. And look, you know, you're proud for him. He got paid and hopefully he bounces back, but it won't be here. And so that's another position that, hey, you know, top 100, I got to come away with a guy that can help me. I've got to be able to come away with a guy that maybe he's not a day one starter, but he's a guy that I can pencil in to be able to use him in certain situations. And so I wouldn't be surprised for them as well to be able to look at that veteran corner market to say, hey, you know, we didn't pick necessarily enough guys. Are you interested? Or even to be able to make a trade, and it may be for a future pick as far as a corner is concerned. But yeah, I think that you have to be able to add not only young talent but some vets into that room to make sure that you're protected from that corner position, whether it's inside and out.
Deuce, one of the debates is about the tight end position, and I think that certainly is a spot you need to get upgraded. But looking from a Saints standpoint with the 9th pick, and, you know, the two names out there, certainly Tyler Warren from Penn State, Colston Loveland from Michigan, and we saw what Penn State did with Tyler Warren. Man, they used him all over the board. He was literally their version of Taysom Hill. They played him at the X receiver, Y receiver. They played him inside like an H-back as a regular tight end. He played fullback. He played quarterback. He played on special teams, even played center for a couple snaps. Your thoughts on if this team, and if it falls right, that Tyler Warren is your best player on the board, would you go with that?
I would probably lean heavy that way, just because when you look at, hey, my OC, my head coach, loves 12 personnel. Well, not to say that we don't have 12 personnel. We do, but you still got to get younger. You still need to add a little more explosion to that room. And then you talked about Taysom. Taysom's coming off an injury, you know, and so what happens there? How long does it take for him to come back? And there may still be some other options to be able to fill a void like Taysom, you know, as far as a traditional quarterback that's more of a runner. You know, you talk about Milroe maybe later on in the draft, late 1-2, somewhere in there. But I wouldn't be upset with either one of those picks as far as the tight end is concerned, because, I mean, you're basically going to live out of 12 personnel. And if I'm going to live out of 12 personnel, I've got to feel good about the options that I'm putting out on the field. And so you know that you need to get a little younger at that position. And then if I can get a guy that's a playmaker, a young playmaker, to be able to help me offensively, then I think that takes some pressure off of the other spots as well.
Deuce, is unprecedented, but I don't think those Ole Miss players are going to have to wait till Saturday to get picked.
All those defensive linemen. Oh,
man.
My goodness.
Defensive line, the linebacker, Trey Harris, Jackson Dart, across the board. They have not seen a draft class like this since the early 60s. That's how many guys are going to go in that top 125 picks for Ole Miss.
And you just shake your head that you couldn't get in the dance.
that game in Tiger Stadium, brother.
Your Tiger Stadium down in Florida, the game at home against Kentucky. You just shake your head. But, no, it's going to be, a fun day up in Oxford, just because a lot of guys, you know, Lane has done a tremendous job not only recruiting, but you talk about the portal, working it and you know, just being able to get a lot of guys, get them paid, basically. I mean, because they were able to pay it off and make some plays. And so, you know, Ole Miss is some, depending on who you're watching and who you're listening, they probably should have at least two guys, possibly three, going that first round. But like you talked about, top 100, you'll probably have at least six guys, maybe seven guys going that top 100.
That's an unbelievable class. Deuce, thanks so much for joining this afternoon. Always appreciate it, bud.
All right, no problem. I'll see you guys in a couple weeks. I mean, we'll be full blast with our draft talk and, you know, the Saints OTAs, different things start up in a couple of weeks, so it won't be long.
All Thanks, right, Deuce. Thank you, Deuce. Appreciate it. Deuce McAllister, right. The Saints radio color analyst, does a great job. Also knows a lot about SEC football, certainly about Ole Miss, Mississippi State players.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.